see his blessed face, where rivers of delight shall ever roll. He's the lily of the valley. He's the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. It's late and she's waiting, and I know I should go home.
Hello, this is Kenny Lovelace, known as the right-hand man for Jerry Lee Lewis for 55 years. And now you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on Way Back. God bless you.
Made Milwaukee famous, has made a fool out of me.
Yes, friends, once again, we're back here on the Way Back with Johnny Show here on CFRC and also www.osherox.com. It is on the other side of the second hour here this morning, and we are still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios located in Cornwall, Ontario on the St. Lawrence Seaway. And of course, via our homes on the internet at www.osherox.com and www.cfrc.ca. With that all mentioned, I'd like to celebrate some more great country music today as we step into second hour of the Way Back with Johnny Show here this morning. It was this week in 1980, that's 45 years ago, that the legendary Mickey Gilley was featured in a blockbuster film called Urban Cowboy, starring Deborah Winger and also John Travolta. A film that would change forever the styles of country music and very much design the modern day country music style of performing. With that, I'd like to pay tribute to Urban Cowboy's 45th anniversary today with none other than the legendary cousin of Jerry Lee Lewis, yes, Mickey Gilley, and a double feature of Mickey's great music taken off the original Urban Cowboy soundtrack. First, it's going to be an all-time classic titled Stand By Me. Then we'll follow with another classic titled Here Comes the Hurt Again. With that, I would like to say good morning to all my listeners in downtown Kingston and also Durham County. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by me. Darling, stand by me. Won't you stand by me? If you're in need, won't you stand by me? And if the sky you look upon should ever crumble and fall, and the mountains should fall to the sea, no, I won't be afraid, no. Just as long as you stand by me. Darling, stand by me. Won't you stand by me? If you're in need, won't you stand by me? Thank you. to the pain. I want to say I love you. This is not the time. But even though I'm holding you, Lord, I know he's still on your mind. There's someone else you're hiding behind your tender smile. And I've been hurt like this before, but honey, not in quite a while.
Now, friends, it's once again that time to welcome our beloved little fur baby and mascot, Simbusher Wonder Husky, to our program this morning with her collection of the old-time rock and roll classics of Jerry Lee Lewis. So let's turn back the years and remember the old Sun Records Studios out of Memphis, Tennessee, and a collection of Jerry Lee Lewis songs that he recorded for Sun Records many, many years ago, back in the 1950s. First, we'll begin with an all-time classic titled Chantilly Lace, which is also remembered as a big bopper classic, but Jerry Lee Lewis also had his own version of it. Then we will hear from another all-time classic titled High School Confidential, and wrap up Simbusher's top favorites here. With a rocking little number that is one of the Killers' classics and one of his all-time signatures titled Great Balls of Fire. So with that, this was also recorded in 1957, yes, at the height of Jerry Lee Lewis's career. With that, I would like to welcome you all in and say thank you, Simbush, for your contribution. Now let's get this party started.
Hello, you good-looking thing, you. Yeah, huh? Now this is the Killer speaking. Do I like what? I sure do like it, baby.
Chantilly lace, pretty face, ponytail hanging down, wiggle and a walk, giggle and a talk. It gonna make that world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl that make me act so funny. Spend my doggone money. I feel real loose like a wrong make. Like a, what, baby, that's what I like. Huh? Well, I what? Do I what? Well, I what? You can't never tell, baby. I might. But, honey, you know what I like.
Chantilly, pretty face, ponytail, hanging down. A wiggle and a waffle, a giggle and a talk. They're gonna make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny. Spend my doggone money. Feel real loose like a long big dude. Like a,
oh, baby, that's what I like. Huh? Huh? What's that? Pick you up at 8 and don't be late. You gotta be joking, woman. I thought you might pick me up at 8 and don't be late. It don't make no difference, baby, you know what you really like.
Chantilly lace, pretty face, ponytail, hanging down. A wiggle and a walk, giggle and a talk. I act so funny, spend my doggone money. I feel it real loose like a long big goose. Like a,
whoa, baby, that's what I like.
When you break it all down, you know what I like. Chandelier, pretty face, on his bed, hanging down. A wiggle and a walk along the giggle and the doggy crazy, bigger, 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 through the world around. Ain't a nothing in the world like a big eyed girl. Make me act so funny. I'm spending my money. I feel real loose like a long neck goose, like a. Open up a honey, it's your lover boy, me that's knocking. Why don't you listen to me, sugar? All the cats are at the high school rocking. Honey, get your bopping shoes before the jukebox blows the fuse. Everybody hopping, everybody's bopping, bopping at the high school hop. Well, the bopping at the high school hop, aching at the high school hop. Oh, beating for high school hop. Rockin' at the high school hop. Well, everybody hoppin', everybody's bobbin', bobbin' at the high school hop. Come on, little baby, let's rock a little bit tonight. Ooh, let's get the with the sugar, let's shake it up tonight. Well, my heart's a beatin' rhythm and my feet are moving smooth and alive. Well, bobbin' at the high school hop. Bobbin' at the high school hop. We're shaking at the high school hop, moving at the high school hop. Everybody bopping, everybody rocking, bopping at the high school hop. Now let's go! Well, now let me tell you something, baby, I'm gonna give you some good news. Mama left a burn off off my shoe. Well, my heart's a beating rhythm and my soul is singing the blue. Well, I'm bopping at the high school hop. Bopping at the high school hop. We're just jumping at the high school hop. We're rolling at the high school hop. Well, everybody hopping, everybody's bobbing. Bopping at the high school hop. Now let's go! You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought it was funny. You came along and wooed me, honey. I've changed my mind, this love is fine. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Kisses the baby. Feels good. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love a shoe. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. I chew my nails down and I twiddle my thumb. I'm real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. It drives me crazy. It's just great balls of fire. Love is good. You're fine. So kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. That you're my heel and I twin on my thumb. Real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. Drive me crazy. Goodness gracious, it's just great balls of fire.
I'm just singing Newfoundlander and I sing a happy song.
Hello friends, this is Michael T. Wall, the singing Newfoundlander, and you are listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock right here on Way Back.
And are singing Newfoundlander from the Isle of Newfoundland.
Well, yes, friends, following Sinbush's top favorites there of the week, we would like to welcome y'all back in here to Way Back with Johnny here on this great channel. I'd also like to remind y'all that this is the time in the program where we like to salute the great Canadian Northern Gems by even greater Canadian Northern legends. With that, first it'll be from Gary Buck, singer-songwriter, and going to an all-time classic titled Wayward Woman of the World. Then we'll hear from Dallas Harms, singer-songwriter from Hamilton, Ontario, Western Ontario there, and a sentimental song called Before You Leave Today. Then we'll wrap up with the legendary voice of none other than the King of Sorrow in Canadian country music, yes, Smiley Bates, and an all-time classic titled He Don't Deserve You Anymore. So with that, I would like to welcome y'all into the Way Back with Johnny show, and also just remind y'all that this is our Canadian selection of truly great Canadian Northern gems. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Mistakes you have made, for she raised you up to be a righteous girl. Oh, wayward woman of the world, the Husker hawking wares cannot help but turn and stare as you saunter by and twist off down the street. The things you advertise, brightly flashing from your eyes, written there for every passing man to read. Wayward woman of the world, your mama resting in her grave, would toss and turn and weep to see the mistakes you have made, for she raised you up to be a righteous girl. Oh, wayward woman of the world. Still remember when you thought it was an awful sin to share love without a ring on your hand. Now you think it's all a go, exercising your elbow, sitting in a bar room with some hungry man. Wayward woman of the world, your mama resting in her grave, would toss and turn and weep to see the mistakes you have made. For she raised you up to be a righteous girl. Oh, wayward woman of the world. Oh, wayward woman of the world.
Take my hand and walk beside me, and we'll take a walk into the past. And when we return, if you don't love me, I'll sign the papers and you'll be free at last. Here's a bedroom, there hangs our picture. I still recall the words you said that day. For better or worse, I'll always love you. So stop. We built our home and family with love and trust, and now it's tumbling down because of lust. I'm not begging for you to stay here. I'm holding back and trying not not to cry. And I can tell myself that I don't love you, 'cause hating you would only be a lie. And I can tell myself that I don't love you, not loving you would only be a lie.
When I found you, darling, and we saw his big mistake, saw what he was losing, felt his heart begin to break. Please don't let him talk you back the way he's done before, for he's had 100 chances, he don't deserve you anymore. Let his eyes do the crying, let his feet walk the floor, let his heart do the breaking, like he's let yours break before. Let his lips do the sighing, let his heartache start to soar, let his arms do the aching, he don't deserve you anymore. He took you for granted, and he only brought you shame. It was never his intention to let you share his name. The lonely hours you've waited now won't happen anymore, for it's his turn now to feel the hurt, he don't deserve you anymore. Let his eyes do the crying, let his feet walk the floor, let his heart do the breaking, like he's let yours break before. Let his lips do the sighing, let his heartache start to soar, let his arms do the aching, he don't deserve you anymore.
I had an old dirty hankies mopping a face like a shoe.
This is Martin McLaughlin. I'm the guy that wrote Farmer Song. You're listening to The Way Back with my good friend Johnny Woodlock.
Thanks for the meal, here's a song that is real, from a kid from the city to you.
Well, yes, friends, once again it's that time, following those great Canadian Northern gems, to welcome our littlest member of our morning team to our program this morning, none other than Gunny, our Dash Hound. With that shared, Gunny has her collection of great ballads, all recorded by the killer, yes, Jerry Lee Lewis. I would also like to mention that at this point in his career, Kenny Loveless had joined up with him, and so our interview guest, Kenny Loveless, appears on most of these, if not all of them. So let's begin with an all-time classic titled She Even Woke Me Up to Say Goodbye. Then we'll follow with 1 Minute Past Eternity. We'll follow that with an all-time classic titled What Made Milwaukee Famous. And if there's enough time, we will wrap up with one extra classic that Kenny Loveless mentions about in the next part of our interview, which is coming up following this, and it's called Lonesome Fiddle Man, which he played fiddle on. With that, I would like to welcome you all and also say good morning to our beloved little Gunny the Dash Hound. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Morning's come, and Lord, my mind is aching. Yes, it is. Sunshine standing quietly
at my door. Just like the dawn, my heart is silently breaking. With my tears, it goes tumbling to the floor. Once again, the whole town will be talking. Yes, they will. Lord, I've seen the pity that's in their eyes. They could never understand. It's her sorrow, it's not a man. And no matter what they say, we know she tried. She's left me, and I know she didn't mean to make me cry. It's not her heart, Lord, it's her mind. She didn't mean to be unkind. Why she even woke me up to say goodbye. It's not her heart, Lord, it's her mind. She didn't mean to be unkind. Why she even woke me up to say. When will my arms grow cold? When will your kiss grow old? When will I want to be grieved? Exactly 1 minute past eternity.
It's late and she's waiting, and I know I should go home. But every time I start to leave, they play another song. Then someone buys another round, and wherever drinks are free,
What's made Milwaukee famous has made a fool out of me. Babies beg me not to go so many times before. She says love and happiness can't live behind those swinging doors. Now she's gone, and I'm to blame. Too late, I finally see what's made Milwaukee famous has made a loser out of me. Babies begged me not to go so many times before. She says love and happiness just can't live behind those swinging doors. Now she's gone, and I'm to blame. Too late, I finally see what's made Milwaukee famous has made a loser out of me. What's made Milwaukee famous has made a loser out of me.
Tell them it's on me, and ask them to do me one more favor, please. There's that lonesome fiddle man, take the lead. He gets the kind of sound that my just like me. Let that lonesome fiddle man take the lead. He struck a tune earlier. His favorite melody, but I hear he's lost his darling just like me. Let that lonesome fiddle man take the lead.
Hi, friends, this is Red Seagull, and you're listening to my friend Johnny Woodlock right here on Way Back. Don't you go anywhere. Johnny's going to be right back.
My heart of life since you've been gone.
Yes, friends, following Gunny's top favorites of the week there, we were back here on the Way Back with Johnny show here on CFRC and www.osherox.com. I would also like to just invite my special guest of honor onto the program here this morning in the second half of this great interview, this great three-part interview, with the man who stood behind Jerry Lee Lewis for over 55 years, none other than a true friend of Jerry's who probably knew him better than anybody in his life. That, of course, is Kenny Loveless. Now, during this second part of this interview, we talking about some of the songs that Jerry and Kenny recorded over the years together, and then we'll wrap up this set with an all-time classic titled Another Place, Another Time. So with that, I'd like to welcome my dear friend and a true country music legend, Kenny Loveless, to our program this morning. And so, looking back at the career that you've had with Jerry Lee, what are some of the wilder stories, if you wouldn't mind telling us some of them? You hear about different things about Jerry Lee.
Jerry was just hyper guy back then, you know. Of course, he'd been into London before, you know, in England and stuff, you know.
Exactly.
Before I worked with him, he'd done, went through the thing, you know, with his marriage and all that.
Yes.
Stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, he was just really loved music so much, you know. We'd work some shows in Europe, you know.
Yes.
We'd get, after the show, we'd all go back to the hotel, you know. Some of us, we'd go down to the lounge and visit with the fans and stuff, you know. And Jerry would for a while, you know, too. And sometimes we'd just sit, if it's a piano in the lounge, he'd sit there, and then he'd want me to get the fiddle and come down and join him. We'd play,
oh, nice.
play down there some, you know. But when he went, sometimes he wouldn't, and we'd go to, he'd go to his room. He had a little piano in his room.
Oh,
and I'd go, okay. He always can, with the contract, he always wanted a little piano in his room, you know.
Oh, is that right? Yes, yes.
Yeah. So, and then then I'd go on to, I'd stay in the lounge for a while, and I'd be with the boys and the fans, and mm-hmm. I'd go and go to my room and finish sometimes about 11:30, 12 o'clock at night. I get, my phone would ring, you know, and it was Jerry.
It would be Jerry.
Kenny. Yeah, Jerry. He said, "Hey, Kenny," he said, "I didn't wake you up, did I?"
Exactly.
I said, I'd always say no, but sometimes I was, you know.
Yes, of course, yes.
And he said, "Would you come and get your fiddle? Come on up the room, let's play a little together."
Exactly, just a little.
We spent a lot of time, and I mean, a lot of times we did that, so many times we did. He'd call me, and just me and him sit there, and he would play for a couple of hours, just playing old songs that we knew. And,
amazing.
And that's where he wanted my fiddle. What I was doing on the fiddle to him. He loved what I was doing, you know.
Yes,
I loved doing it for him, you know. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, he loved it, you know.
So,
and we do that. But anyway, he loved it. Any place we'd go, in the States, we'd do shows, and sometimes we'd come in off of a tour, and he'd come into Memphis, and he'd want to go out to a nightclub, you know. He could, and if they had a piano there to play, he'd get up and start. He want to play some more just at that club after we come in off of a show, come flying in from somewhere, you
oh,
know.
Oh, wow, yes.
But he was just a hyper like that. He just loved to play.
He loved
all
his
the time.
Music.
He loved his music, yeah.
Yes, I see. So tell us a little bit about recording with Jerry Lee. Did you ever do the, I imagine in those 55 years you did the Killer Country album?
Yeah.
Yes. Do you have any memories of that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we did Another Place, Another Time. You remember when you did that?
Yes, of course. One of my favorites.
That's the first recording I played with him.
Is that right?
He wanted to fiddle. That's the first time he'd ever had a fiddle on his session. So he wanted me to play fiddle on it, and I played fiddle on that. And then after that, I played fiddle on all Another Place, Another Time.
Middle Age Crazy.
What's made Milwaukee famous, and She Comes Around to Love, What's Left to Me.
Yes, yes.
And I played on all of his country
and
stuff.
1 Minute Past Eternity and all that, yes, exactly.
Yeah, and The Lonesome Fiddle Man, if you hear that one.
Yes, I did, yes. It's a great one, too, yes. A lot of memories, exactly.
A lot of memories.
Yes, for you and me. Musically for me, but you were actually there during that time, so yes. Exactly.
But the sessions, his sessions were always so, you know, just like, kind of they were open. So many people wanted to come into his sessions, but they'd have to just limit what they could get in. Because because, you know, it's too much noise going on, you know.
Exactly, yes, for sure.
But producers, you know, they let a few come in, you know, and view him, you know, watch him while he was doing his stuff, you know. But then sometimes they'd have to just kind of say, well, we're going to have to cut it down a little bit, you know.
Yes, yes. Because
like making an open concert there, you know?
Exactly, overcrowded or what have you, yes.
Yeah.
So what made him go into the country music more from his rock and roll years, if you know?
I think he was doing a Smash at the time. He was with Smash Records, and they were the promotion or something just wasn't going, and Eddie Kilroy was producer, and he wanted to do that. He's the one that suggested he do that song Another Place, Another Time, you know, and him and Jerry Kennedy, producer with Jerry, with all the other, you know, the other stuff, you know.
Yes, of course, yes.
But anyway, they all got together, and I think Jerry Kennedy and Eddie Kilroy, they got together and said, he said, we need to cut Jerry country, you know.
Amazing.
And Jerry, of course, he said, I've always been country, so I grew up listening to Hank Williams and all the old ones.
Yeah, I see. So looking at the career like you and Jerry have had over the years, is that still possible in today's world? I find music so different in today's era.
I don't think you'll find anybody that stays together that long.
Exactly. They seem to be here today, gone tomorrow sort of thing.
They get groups. So many groups come up, you know, and they stay together for a little while, and they maybe cut a record or something, and then next thing you know, you don't hear about them. They're gone, and another one comes up. And it's not like the long life.
No, exactly.
Like it used to be, you know. It was really something.
Like even Jerry Lee, near the end of his career, or his life even, he'd been, what, 6-7 decades in the music, for instance.
Yeah, that's right.
And it just, as I say, the music today is here today, gone tomorrow sort of thing.
Right. And these songs, I think, will stay here forever, Johnny.
That's right, exactly. They're standards, for sure, yeah.
Standards. Jerry was such a good singer. I mean, his way he phrased his songs, his lyrics and stuff, you know.
Yes.
He had a way of just doing it, you know.
He had the feeling.
Had the feeling was there, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So, in songs that you've recorded with Jerry, what sticks out to you as favorites?
I'd say, She Even Woke Me Up to Say Goodbye.
Oh, yes.
Was a classic.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Another Place, Another Time. Mm-hmm. And then he's just so many that he recorded. It's so hard to say which one was really. She Even Woke Me Up to Say Goodbye and was really good. I mean, I liked every one of them. He had a hook on every one of them.
Exactly. Yes, he did. And so I've often wondered about a myth that's going around for years about him setting the pianos on fire. How did that ever start, or did he?
That's what I heard. I think he was playing a show in Los Angeles somewhere or something with Chuck Berry or something.
And so maybe
it was in the one I'm thinking about is the one that first one, Atlantic City, where he had a boardwalk there and he had something about went on fire. Him and Chuck one time it was figuring out who was going to close the show, you know.
Yes.
And then they had the producer there or something. He asked the producer which one he wanted to close the show. So they finally worked it out. Jerry said, "Well, Chuck, if you don't close the show, so I'm gonna go on right before you." Then so he did.
Exactly.
Jerry said when he got through, he said he got on the piano, told him, I think he poured something in and said, "Don't fire."
Yes.
on his last number, and said, "Now follow that, Chuck."
Exactly. Yes.
So that's the story, you know.
One by one, they're turning out the light. I've been feeding that old jukebox just to hold you tight. Guess it's for the best. I just put in my last dime. Heard you whisper we'd meet again.
another place, another time. Chairs are stacked all over tables, and it's closing time, they say. I could wait right here forever if they'd only let me stay. Anywhere would be much better than that old lonely room of mine, and a sleepless night away for another place, another time. Won't that room of mine be a lonely place to be after I've been holding you so close to me? And won't that old stairway be a little hard to climb to a lonely room to wait for another place, another to a lonely room to wait for another place and another time.
Dream in a place on the map. It's a place in your heart.
Hello, friends and listeners. This here Johnny Woodlock, host of Way Back with Johnny, and I'd like to tell you all about a great concert coming up this summer when Mill Pond Music and Entertainment will be welcoming Moe Pitney to the Grand Theatre here in Kingston, Ontario. That's one night only, June 30th, including the opening acts of Honky Tonk Heart and Griffin McGill, and tickets can be bought in person through the Grand Theatre box office in the Limestone City of Kingston, Ontario here, or also by phoning the box office at 613-530-2050. And this is going to be one show you're not going to want to miss, with an upcoming country music star in the making.
Country ain't even a place on the map. It's a place.
Well, yes, friends, before we say so long to the second hour here this morning, I would like to pay tribute to a song that Jerry Lee Lewis recorded many years ago and was one of his most sentimental songs, in my opinion. However, it was a Yuletide Christmas favorite. With that, I would like to pay tribute to I Can't Have a Merry Christmas, Mary, Without You. So with that, I would like to say that this will be our last song for the second hour before we send us into the third hour. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening out there in radio world.
I can't have a merry Christmas, merry without you, to do the things together that we used to do. Now it's Christmas when you left me, and now spirits make me blue. I can't have a merry Christmas, merry without you. I've waited since last Christmas, just hoping you'd be true. My friends all say I'm crazy, honey, but I still believe in you. So I've kept that old tree a-burning with the lights of pretty blue. I can't have a merry Christmas, merry without you. Send me Christmas greetings or gift wrapped in blue.
Just bring yourself, my darling, and make my dreams come true. Oh, last night I dreamed old Santa Claus said that you were lonesome too. I can't have a Merry Christmas, Merry without you.
Yes, friends, once again, we would like to pay tribute to the end of the second hour here at Way Back with Johnny on CFRC and also www.osherocks.com. As you play us into the third and final hour here this morning, I would like to pay tribute to a few sacred gospel songs of the old days from the Cousins of Louisiana. Yes, Jerry Lee, Mickey, and of course, Reverend Jimmy Swaggart. First of all, we're going to pay tribute to Jimmy Swaggart and an all-time classic titled That's What Heaven Means to Me. Then we'll hear from the Urban Cowboy, and that of course is Mickey Gilley and an all-time classic titled In the Garden. And then we'll wrap up this set with another all-time favorite titled He Looked Beyond My Faults, which was of course recorded by the Killer himself, Jerry Lee Lewis. With that, I would like to welcome y'all in and say I hope to talk to y'all on the other side of the third and final hour.
What will it be when we get over yonder and join the throng upon the glassy sea? This is just what heaven means to me. A country where no twilight shadows deepen. An ending day where night shall never be. It's a city where no storm clouds ever gather. This is just what heaven means to me. Where we shall see at last the face of my precious Jesus. For somehow, whose image other loves all cease. When they crown him King of Kings, thank God I've needed. Oh, this is just what heaven means to me. Sing it now, little children. What will it be when we get over yonder? Listen to me, neighbor. And join the throng upon the glassy sea. This is just what heaven means to me. Just one more time. What will it be when we get over yonder and join the throng upon the glassy sea?
I'm going to be there, neighbor. What about you?
Just what heaven means to me. This is just what heaven means to me.
to the garden alone. While the dew is still on roses, and the voice that I hear calling on my ear, the sun I've got is closing.
And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me that I am his own, and the joy we share as we carry there another as ever.
Of his voice is so sweet, the birds hush their singing on the melody that he gave to me. Within my heart is ringing,
and he walks with me,
and he talks
with me,
and he tells me that I am his own, and the joy we share
as we tarry
there, none other has ever.
Shall always be my song of praise, for it was grace that bought my liberty, and I do not know just why he came to love me so. He loved beyond my faults and saw my need, and I still forever lift mine eyes to Calvary, the view